I'd like to read the the last time I read here was 72. I hadn't, well, actually I hadn't published 1933, I don't think. And I hadn't published this book, The Names of the Lost, so I'll read a couple of poems from this one that I haven't read, that I didn't read over at Pima or lately. When I grew up, I grew up in Detroit, and the music that I liked the most was jazz, and because you could get a lot of it on the radio, and I just liked it. And once I went to see Art Tatum play with Errol Garner. I was going to put up with Errol Garner to hear Art Tatum. Errol Garner isn't bad, you know, if for 3 or 5 minutes or something. But Art Tatum was late. His plane was held up, and we had to sit there and listen to Errol Garner for about 3 hours. And he plays everything the same way. He can't read music, and he has about 14 chords that he just runs up and down the thing. And then Tatum came late, and everybody stayed because they were all nuts, you know. And Art Tatum was blind, and he was probably a couple of years before he died. And he was very touched that everybody had stayed, you know, maybe 800,000 people. And he played a long time. He played to about 4 in the morning, from about 11:30 to 4 in the morning. And he was, you know, he was extraordinary. Bud Powell, another great jazz pianist, once said, the problem with Art was there weren't enough keys on the piano. He just had more technique than he could show. The next day, or 2 days later, I'm not sure, I was walking down the street at night. It was at night. And I saw Art Tatum. And he was being guided by the bass player. And I wanted to go up and tell him how moved I was by his performance, but as I got close, I thought he would be talking about, Bud Powell or Mozart, I don't know who. He was talking about baseball. But with such energy and excitement. You know, a blind man going crazy for baseball was kind of blew me away. And this poem is really, it's one of the few poems that I've ever written is based on anything that ever happened. It's called On the Corner. Standing on the corner until Tatum passed, blind as the sea, heavy, tottering on the arm of the young bass player, and they both talking Jackie Robinson. It was cold, late, and the flame show bar was crashing for the night, even Johnny Ray calling it quits. Tatum said, can't believe how fast he is to first. Where do you see Mays, the bass player said. Women in white furs spilled out of the bars and trickled toward the parking lot. Now it could rain, coming straight down. The man in the brown hat never turned his head up. The gutters swirled their heavy waters. The streets reflected the sky, which was nothing. Tatum stamped on toward the Bland Hotel, a wet newspaper stuck to his mouth. To his shoe, excuse me. It's a misprint. They actually didn't. The Athenaeum, they're such cheap shit publishers. Well, anyway, I'll go back. All right. Once in Davenport, Iowa, I gave a worse reading, so but there's nobody there, so it didn't matter. All right, I'll go back. The gutters swirled their heavy waters. The streets... Hi, honey. The streets were... You know, I mean, you want to read the poem, buy the fucking book. Oh, well. I can only go up, right? You didn't miss nothing. Honest to God, there was another guy here reading who was worse than I am. The other day I was reading out at, Pima there, and I told a joke that just came, popped in my mind. It was so funny. I'm not going to tell you that I couldn't read after that. I mean, I kept thinking of that joke, and it ruined all the poems for me. The audience didn't notice because I was fighting against it, And I just didn't want to think of that joke. But I didn't want to forget it either.